with just hours to go before families could submit applications for the state's EdChoice private school voucher program on February 1st, lawmakers delayed that window till April 1st so they could work out a compromise. Those chambers' Republican leaders are now holding fast to their different proposals. The Senate's plan has 420 school buildings eligible for EdChoice and would increase income-based vouchers to 300% of the federal poverty level, $78,000 a year for a family of four. Senate President Larry Obhoff says his chamber's plan was on point and on time.
For the specific problem that should have been dealt with by February 1st, we had a solution for that. We passed it in time for that, and that finds itself now in conference committee.
But Speaker Larry Householder wants the House's plan passed after the delay was approved, which after next school year replaces EdChoice with all income-based vouchers at 250% of poverty.
I think there'll be a number of senators that probably may quietly agree with us. This is the fix. It's the right way to go. It's the right thing to do.
If lawmakers can't agree, the number of EdChoice eligible buildings will balloon to 1,227 on April 1st. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.